Listening Library presents The Secret of the Key, a 68 Rooms Adventure by Marianne Malone. Read for you by Cassandra Campbell. Chapter 1. The Ring Dial.
A job. A real job, Ruthie Stewart repeated to herself.
Heat radiated up from the sidewalk, even though it was only 10:30 in the morning, but she barely noticed.
Hey, slow down, kiddo, her dad called.
He was walking her to Mrs. McVitie's rare and antique bookshop.
Did you even hear a word I was saying?
She didn't. Ruthie turned, waiting for her dad to catch up. It's just that she had never had a job before, and now Mrs. McVitie had asked her and Jack to help out in the shop this summer. She could use extra hands for opening boxes, sorting, and dusting. At the start of every summer, Ruthie thought only of glorious days filled with nothing but free time ahead. Boredom? Impossible. But school had been out for a couple of weeks. Jack had signed up for Chinese lessons, and he had piano, too. Her parents were busy teaching summer school, and her sister, Claire, would be going away on a summer abroad program. Ruthie's schedule was open until she went off to camp in August, and the reality of having nothing to do had begun creeping into her thoughts like an annoying fly in the room. Of course, what she really wanted to do with her time was explore the magical thorn rooms at the Art Institute, the 68 miniature time portals that beckoned her with their promise of trips to past worlds.